"Look," said the Ethiopian eunuch, "here's water. What's to keep me from being baptized?" Obviously, nothing. So Philip and the eunuch go down into the water, then Philip is spirited away, and the eunuch goes on his way rejoicing. Baptism and rejoicing, the two just go together. Where you have water and God's word, there you also have rejoicing. Always in heaven by the angels, but also here on earth by us. Last week, Professor Eichmann gave us just why such joy is associated with baptism. It's because of the great things God does. It's because of the forgiveness, the deliverance from death and the devil, the eternal life that comes with baptism. Baptism and rejoicing go together. I've had the privilege of baptizing all four of my children. My oldest daughter, Holly, is now 17, but in August of 1982, she was just a new baby. And I was a new pastor. I had been at the congregation for less than a month, and this service at the font was the first baptismal service I had done. I suppose my daughter sensed my inexperience because she simply screamed the whole service through and made quite an impression on my new congregation. But it was still a joyous day. I dipped my hands into the water and said, "In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit," and my daughter became a child of God right before our eyes. God did great things in her life. Baptism and rejoicing go together. Many of you will have that same privilege. Perhaps be a child, a grandchild, or a member of the congregation. You will dip your hands into the water. You will say those precious words. And that water, that life-giving water, that water rich in God's grace will flow down a forehead, and Jesus will claim, "A child? A teenager, an adult, as his very own." Oh yes, baptism and rejoicing go together. Of course, not every baptismal service is picture perfect. As I was talking about this chapel message with my Hom 1 class, one of the members mentioned a baptism he had attended. It was up at a mission church in Iowa. A baptism was scheduled, and that's a particularly big event for a mission church. But during this baptism, another kid decided to run around and make some noise. And his grandfather tried to contain him and let loose a few choice audible words while trying to catch him. Noisy and distracting and disruptive. What a day this was turning out to be. Yes, what a day this was turning out to be. Because that pastor scooped up the water and said the words, and the angels in heaven rejoiced as another child of the Heavenly Father was given eternal life. New life came up, and the old was drowned. What a day, what a joyous day this baptism was for that mission church as they left the baptismal font rejoicing. Baptism and rejoicing go together. And they go together even when tears are being shed. In 1988, my father-in-law was close to death. He was never much of a churchgoer, and the fact that he was dying of cirrhosis of the liver indicates what was more often important in his life. The disease was in its final stages, and we all knew what was about to happen. Then his wife, my mother-in-law, surprised me by asking if I would baptize him because she was pretty sure he had never been baptized. As I walked towards his hospital room, I was unsure of just what to do. And when you're feeling that way, perhaps the best thing to do is simply to offer great gifts. And as I sat at his bedside, I spoke to him much like Philip may have spoke to that Ethiopian about Jesus, about the good news of Jesus. I spoke about how our Savior was taken from this earth, for Jesus' death is good news. His cross brings the forgiveness through baptism. And I spoke of an empty tomb, for Christ's resurrection is always good news. Him over death is what delivers us from death and gives us eternal life in our baptism. And then I asked Warren, my father-in-law, if he believed this. And with a childlike nod, and ever so softly, he said, yes. And very quickly, the water was on his forehead. The words were being said. And 2 days later, he died. This past Wednesday, as I was working on this message at home, I looked over at my wife, Sue, and talked about what had happened 12 years ago. And both of us know that the only hope we have that her father is enjoying life here is because of that baptism. Our joy in the midst of grief is only because of the great things God does in his word and water. Yes, baptism and rejoicing go together, even when there's tears. Now, in our lives, bringing kids or just family struggles are there. And as we near the quarter, I'm sure there are many distractions and disruptions and a lot of noise going on. And each of us has our own moments of tears, of grief and hurt. And yet baptism and rejoicing, our baptism and rejoicing still go together. Jesus has claimed us as his own. He has delivered us from death and the devil. We are given new life. God has done great things in our lives through our baptism. And this morning I ask that you join with me in remembering our baptisms so that we might leave going on our way, much as that eunuch did, rejoicing.